And before we get to the regular agenda today, we have a little bit of housekeeping work that we have to do. And I guess to help us in our process, what I'd like, Carol, I had four sheets here. Have you passed those out to everyone?
Yes.
Okay, if everyone would look at the handout that we had passed out for education and military and veterans affairs. In fact, I'd really like to do the closeout right now. We're kind of to that point, although what I would like to do is kind of, I guess, run through the process that we had asked everyone to go through within their various subcommittees so that we can have some idea where each of the subcommittees are at now so we can start putting the final House Bill 100 to order. So on this first page, what I basically have done is given examples of two of these subcommittees that I have, Education and Military and Veterans Affairs. And in there you can see the fiscal year 89 general fund level of $607,803.2 for education, then the fiscal year 89 general fund adjusted. And remember, as we talked about in the process, we are going to back out some of those major pass-throughs. So what the adjusted level there would be backing out the request for the foundation formula, the request for pupil transportation, and also then the request for debt service. So that would leave then within the Department of Education a budget of $52,284.9. And as you can see, when we went through with our subcommittee work, and that would be contained then on page 2, and this will be the report I'll be giving to the full finance committee during our education subcommittee closeout, that we went through the general funds and we have reduced the agency portion of the budget then by $3,521.4. In other words, the Department of Education, through our subcommittee recommendations then, will be reduced by that number of dollars. And of course, that number of dollars then, as we worked out on our sheets, would take us below the fiscal year 89 authorized level. We went through the same process for the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. And for the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, we had to back out a one-time item, as we told many of you to back out in your agencies. The one-time item that we backed out in Military and Veterans Affairs was the $1 million that the governor had already recommended reducing the disaster relief funding. In other words, last year the disaster relief funding was $6 million. This year the governor recommended $5 million so that we backed that out of our 89 authorized figures so that that $1 million would not be one of the tasks that we had to reduce our budget. So if you go across the first page, you can see we ended up with a subcommittee recommendation of a reduction in Military and Veterans Affairs of $2,412,000. Now included in that $2,412,000 was an additional $2 million in disaster relief. So we went from the governor's recommended of $5 million, and we did reduce it to $3 million. But the $412,000 that were left over got us down below the authorized 89 level. So you can see both the education budget and the military and veterans affairs budget are then going to be presented to the full finance committee at a level that's lower than authorized for fiscal year 89. And then if you look at the third and fourth page, those are the lists that we will present to the Finance Committee and to the Subcommittee Chairman for consideration for reinstatement if we have any money to state anything back into the education or the Military and Veterans Affairs budget. So you can see priority number one, and the only priority we're listing here for education, is to restore $75,800 for an increment for early childhood education position and support. On military and veterans affairs, you see our list is a little bit longer. We included four priority items to add back if possible. The $75,000